Good morning. Widespread frost across a large part of interior New York and New England this morning, with high pressure overhead, a clear sky, and calm winds overnight allowed temperatures to drop off from our afternoon highs back down through the 30s in most cases. A lot of places at or below freezing, even some upper 20s out there across parts of the higher terrain. And other locations are staying above freezing, but only by a few degrees, and could still see a frost as we head into sunrise. As we head into the day today, plenty of sunshine around, and this will allow us to see a nice rebound off our morning lows. And by the end of the morning drive, we'll tack on a solid 6 to 12 degrees, and most everyone will be climbing through the 30s and 40s during the mid-morning hours. We'll get into the 50s quickly and then pass the 60-degree mark by lunchtime, on our way up to the middle 60s on average for afternoon highs. As the high-pressure center slides off the eastern seaboard, a light southerly wind flow will develop today. And even though skies will be clear again tonight, temperature is not nearly as cool. Still some 30s out there, but averaging around the 40-degree mark. Some clouds will start to mix in with the sunshine tomorrow. Still, though, with that south wind, it'll be even milder, with highs on Wednesday reaching into the upper 60s. At this point, we'll track the next front through the Midwest and Great Lakes and into our region by Thursday. It's not a particularly powerful front, nor does it have much in the way of precipitation with it. Nonetheless, we'll see mostly cloudy skies on Thursday afternoon. It'll be breezy with scattered showers around and highs in the middle to upper 60s. A bit cooler behind the front, back to sunshine with high pressure moving back into the region and high temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60. With that high-pressure center in control for the weekend, it looks dry both Saturday and Sunday with a fair amount of sunshine, highs in the lower to mid-60s before we bring back the chance for some showers with the next front on Monday as highs push into the middle and upper 60s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread flooding continues in almost all of eastern North Carolina and part of southern Virginia in the wake of Matthew. Record rainfall associated with the hurricane is long gone, but flood warnings will continue for most of the week as runoff will keep many rivers in major flood stage with record high water levels in some communities. Meanwhile, winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the Rockies of Montana as periods of snow will continue for much of the day, 2 to 5 more inches of snow possible by sunset. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Nicole, located about 365 miles south of Bermuda. Nicole is moving toward the north-northwest near 5 miles per hour. This general motion should continue today, then a turn toward the north and an increase in forward speed is expected tomorrow, taking the storm in the direction of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds remain near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Nicole is expected to become a hurricane later tonight or Wednesday, and hurricane watches have been issued for Bermuda for later in the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees, with a north wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 32, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.47 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low, 39. The average temperature, 49. That's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.09 inches for the month and 25.72 inches for the year, which is 4.92 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 86, set in 1949. And the record low, 22, in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:19 p.m., 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and milder today with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with some frost and lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and milder today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Clear and chilly tonight, lower to middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and chilly tonight with some frost possible in spots and lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and chilly tonight with spotty frost and lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and milder today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and chilly tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, milder in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy, breezy on Thursday, with scattered showers, middle to upper 60s. Sunny but cooler on Friday in the upper 50s, Saturday and Sunday dry with a good amount of sunshine, lower to mid-60s, and a chance of showers Monday with high temperatures back into the middle and upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.